on here.
So, he says, suppose I think this way unwholesome, it leads to painful results, so I see that and let it go, and get it on. But he doesn't talk about attachment, he doesn't have any attachments. Where does that, is that attachment also thought, or also...
Well, it would be. This is a fairly straightforward sutta. So he's not. I mean, that's where the Buddha's teachings. You start gaining a certain body of knowledge and understanding of where the applicability of different teachings at different times. One can extrapolate from that and sort of say, okay, there's an attachment when it comes to thoughts of sensual desire, of anger, of ill will or of cruelty. Okay, there's attachment behind it. There's desire behind it. There's clinging. So, but then Buddha isn't addressing that. All he's addressing is, here's these, why don't I just put these side by side and see what I can do with that? So he's not going into extensive analyses. Mm-hmm.